Welcome back to Tyler Rocky and Shane Orley. We're back on ESPN Chicago.
You know what the end of football season means, right?
March, baby.
Oh,
we
yeah.
are so close.
Oh, yeah. We are exactly 1 month away from Selection Sunday. Exactly 1 month. We're almost
there.
It's
on St. Paddy's this year?
Yeah.
That's good.
Because that's the final day of the conference tournaments.
I'm really happy with the schedule this year because in
everything's
past years,
pushed back.
Yep. In past years, St. Paddy's weekend has been the start of the tournament. I love that this year we get St. Paddy's Selection Sunday because I don't need my St. Paddy's weekend and college basketball all in one.
Yeah.
I want to get my partying done, and then the following weekend I can focus just on the tournament.
Yeah.
This is the greatest.
I think we need to do a little like a parachuter's guide into college basketball because we are kind of shifting into the Basketball U show. And I look at everything that's kind of happened this year in college basketball. There's a lot of fun stuff happening. Like, there's a lot of teams that people are going to look at and see on a bracket come March and be like, isn't that football school? What are they doing in here?
Yeah, like James Madison football school.
How about South Carolina, too? Like, South Carolina, Potsy, I mean, we love ourselves some South Carolina, man.
We've been on them all year, man. They're so fun to watch.
Fun team.
They were picked last to finish in the SEC, and the coaches pulled to start the season. Last. I'm pretty sure they're second, but they were first last
week. They got
picked
behind Vanderbilt?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Good for Lamont Paris.
How surprised are people going to be when they see a 2 or a 3 next to Auburn?
Yeah. Auburn's been good.
Is Charles Barkley back?
They've had their ups and downs this year.
They've been good the last
going on the road. But I mean, speaking of South Carolina, they just smacked the you know what out of them.
Yeah,
they won by like what 40 points on Wednesday.
I'm telling you, that might be a new way to look at things too. I know we're not doing a gambling segment, but you sent that. You were like, why is South Carolina an 11.5 point dog against Auburn? That's one where I've started to look at, and I go, when that spread is like big like that, and you go, oh, this looks kind of funky.
Well,
this seems favored
today.
By too much. I might just hammer the favorite.
We've got it again today.
It's the SEC, dude. It happens all the time in that conference.
Arizona a couple weeks ago was 13.5 against Cal, and I was like, 13.5 is way too big against a like frisky Cal team. Arizona won by 40.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We have it today, right, Aki?
We have it today. Auburn.
Yep. Kentucky.
Well, the lines come down a little bit, but Auburn opened as a 10-point favorite against Kentucky. It's been bet down to 8.5 now.
That one, I think, is a little
different.
Yeah, I might stay away
on that one. Okay. But anyway.
Especially if it's being bet down to 8.5. I don't know if I'm going to counter the steam there.
Quite a few good games today, including a top 5 matchup. Marquette on the road against the defending champion UConn Huskies. Potsy was just at Wintrust Arena earlier this week. Got a little up close and
first
personal
time there.
Look. So you went on Valentine's Day, right?
I did, yes.
A lot of lonely single dudes there.
We can say that. Yeah, a lot of dudes. Well, the ratio was not there. Ratio
he's
was not
single.
There.
You're not getting into a party in college with that ratio, right?
No. There was probably about 16 people there. Probably all UConn fans, and then me. It was fun though. It was good, dude. UConn is so good at basketball. Like this team, it is UConn, Purdue. Everybody else like that. That's how I'm looking at it, man. Like that, this team is really good.
I know we had the conversation last year after they won it all. We called UConn a blue blood, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. You have to at this point.
I know I got in a fight with Cap because Cap said that UConn's not a blue blood and it doesn't matter how much they don't have the history.
Don't have the history.
5 national titles in 20 years. You're a blue blood, and now you might go back to back
with a historic coach as well in Jim Calhoun. And you might have another in Dan Hurley.
Yeah, they are incredible.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's another parachute nugget. UConn, still good.
UConn's still good. Even though they lost some pieces from last year, still really good. The number one team in the country right now.
I got to tell you, everybody's talking about Purdue, too. Like, Zach Edey finally becoming an actually positive efficiency player. They've played so well this season, just dominating the Big Ten. I can't get through my head that they just will blow it in March. I just know that they will blow it. There are certain teams. Like, this is not Tony Bennett, Virginia to me.
I think it might
be. That was shocking. Purdue always Purdon't is a thing for a reason.
Yeah.
January, February, Purdon't.
Here's why I think it could be different this year. The guards have grown up. They've got Fletcher Lawyer, they've got Braden Smith. Like, those two guys were fresh, true freshmen last year. And it's tough to win with that formula when you've got a backcourt of all freshmen. But when the freshmen now, A, have that heartbreak, B, I mean, they went out and won the Big Ten tournament last year, and having that level of getting that level of experience, I think that is significant when you're going out to try to go out and win a title this year. Like, getting some of those guys some veteran-level experience, I think, was very important. And listen, Purdue, I didn't think Purdue was going to win last year because of a freshman backcourt. It's very tough to do in college basketball, especially now when you see all of these guys here for fourth, fifth, some guys sixth, and who knows, there might be a seventh-year guy. I saw yesterday when we were watching New Mexico, there was a guy on New Mexico who was in the same recruiting class as Marvin Bagley.
It's like, insane. Then there's a kid on, I think, Minnesota, who's playing in his ninth year, something like that.
Something crazy.
It's just dumb.
It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah,
how is that legal? Like, well, also, it just doesn't make sense.
Like, as a human being, wouldn't you just want to leave school? Brother, you are 28 years old. Yeah. Get off of campus.
Get a job.
Get a job.
Indeed.com, pal. Yeah. Holy smokes.
Get off of KenPom. Get on Indeed.
You cannot be playing college basketball at the age of 28. Can't do it. You're putting that jersey on. You're walking around campus. Go home. Go back home, buddy. Time to sell insurance.
Yeah. I do think, though, one thing that we are going to see happen in college sports, and I think that the COVID year is going to bring it to fruition, I would guess in the next 3 or so years, we're going to see standard. It's going to be standard 5 years. You're going to get 5 years if you want it, no matter what.
I'm fine with five.
Which I'm fine with.
Yeah, five's not a big deal.
Because guess what? Like, the product has been good across the board in all sports. It feels like the product is heightened because you have these names, A, that stick around for 5 years, and B, just the quality of play in pretty much every sport, it feels like, as a result of people getting the COVID year, has heightened. And I think it's been a good thing for college sports.
Yeah. I still think that, like, you bringing that up, I think back to the Oregon-Washington game the first time. And now we were both watching it and going, this is like an NFL game. And a big part of it was you had old quarterbacks, guys who've been around, seen a lot, played a lot, experienced players, and it felt like real big boy football. And I've seen a lot of that in college basketball this year.
Yeah.
Granted, college basketball one and done stuff still hurts. But
still going to happen. But
now that those kids mostly can go to the G League or wherever else,
yeah,
it kind of feels like the sport is correcting itself a little bit.
Yeah. No, I think everything's been pretty good this year with the sport in general. I look at kind of the Potsy brought up the tiers. It's UConn in one tier, it's Purdue in another tier, and then it's everyone else. I still think that everyone else tier is pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, you've got North Carolina in there, you've got Kansas in there, Arizona, as long as they're at home, they're not going to leak down their leg as much, I think. Marquette's been a weird team this year. They've had some great wins. They've also had some very puzzling losses as well. I don't know if did I say Tennessee? I think Tennessee's a really good team this year, too. Houston's the number three team in the country, and guess what? They're playing in the Big 12 now and are sitting at the top of the rankings despite the fact that they're going up in class. Like, they haven't skipped a beat. Usually when you see a lot of these teams move conferences, there's some growing pains. Maybe you don't get into the thick of things right away. No, Houston's right there and has just as good of a chance as anybody of winning the best conference in the sport this year.
KenPom still Houston, number one overall.
Yeah.
I took issue with Potsy yesterday saying UConn and everybody else. I felt like that tier two should be a little... Like, I get UConn tier one. I get it. But I felt like that tier two should be a little bigger. I don't think it's just Purdue. I think there should be some inclusion for the North Carolinas, Houston especially, some of these other squads that I think have a chance to get it done. Also, on a fandom level, I hate my team.
Hate your team. You just put a future down on them to win it all.
I know, but this is why. I hate them because it was so much easier 2 weeks ago when I just thought they weren't going to make the tournament at all, Michigan State, after a horrible start to the season.
Now they crawl you back
more in. 500 play in conference. Then they beat Illinois, and they go and just spank Penn State on the road. I mean, they are turning into the team I was promised preseason, and now I have to care about them. And I hate them for it. I hate them. Why do they drag me back? Why?
I cannot believe you are bitching about the fact that your team is going to get into the tournament right now. Do you know how lonely
it
is?
And it's a chance to go to the Final Four.
I mean, again,
I'm sick of this. Because now I was ready to not be. I was ready to be free. I didn't have to set myself up to be hurt. Now I'm going to get hurt again.
You know what it's like to sit out in March? It sucks, man.
And I wouldn't know the feeling.
I was thinking the same thing. I have no idea. Literally my entire life.
Exactly.
I have no clue.
I cry when I'm a 3 or 4 seed.
Yeah.
Like.
Must be nice. My team, Syracuse, has been a historic power within this. They're going to miss the tournament for the third straight year. It sucks. It sucks to have to sit out in March.
You don't think they're going to get in?
No. Oh, no. They're far out.
They
They've had some bad losses. They lost to BC.
Yeah, but the big quad one win, North Carolina.
Yeah. It's their only quad one win. They have a lot. They don't play well against these top 10 teams.
Just get a couple ACC tourney wins. You'll be all right.
I'm not feeling it this year. I don't think it's going to happen. But
another parachute moment, by the way, not to interrupt you. Virginia's just going to mess around and win the ACC tournament.
Virginia's been very steady this year. Very steady. They just win in basketball games. I know they just lost, but overall, they're just winning games. And it feels like they are just a steady machine. No, like, banner names on the team anymore. It's something like, I don't know what it is, but Tony Bennett, they were trying to push him out the door. They're not going to do it. The other one that I do want to bring up, and we need to get ahead of this because everyone in March is going to be all over this guy. Indiana State and Robbie Avila, Oak Forest kid, is going to take March by storm. He is going to be like, everyone has every like Cinderella story team has their little rabbit's foot, right? Like Loyola has Sister Jean,
right.
Florida Gulf Coast had Dunk City, all that stuff.
Oral Roberts had Max A. Smith.
Yeah. And Indiana State's going to have this guy who is like the goggled Jokic out there. I mean, he plays like Jokic. He's doing hook shots and all that stuff. Like, oh, people are about to fall in love with this kid.
It's fun.
He's real good.
The guy rumbling up and down the floor.
He's not even their best player, too. Isaiah Swope, I think, is like, dude, this team's got ballers.
Yeah.
This team can play.
I just want them to not bow out early. I would like to see Indiana State go on a run.
No, we talked about this last night. You know what's going to be cruel? You know what's going to be really, really cruel? Is when the committee makes 7-10. Indiana State versus Michigan State because they want to get all giddy with their history.
Yep.
And you bring back a little
that's scripted.
Larry versus Magic.
That's already in the script.
It's already in the script.
They'll have them both at the game, too, in a suite together.
The committee loves these games. They love to play these games.
Wow, that game would be awesome.
7-10.
That would be a really good game.
I'm calling my shot
right
now.
They played regular season.
Did they? Oh, opener, right?
No, not opener. It was like late December or early. Okay. Michigan State nearly lost that game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You guys were home, right?
Yeah.
Spartans were home. Yeah.
Izzo said after, why am I scheduling these? Like, why am I playing these teams? Why am I playing a good mid-major team in the
regular? What
are we doing
here?
You got
James Madison and you got, Indiana State.
I've been asking that question for years. I'll never figure out why he schedules these.
Yeah, but it's been a good college basketball season so far. It's only going to get better now that more people are getting involved with it and getting some more eyeballs on it. Every single Saturday has brought a little bit of something to the table here. We'll do our picks in about 20 minutes from now. Also cook up a parlay for this as well.
Potsy, I had a moment last night with Tyler where I realized our Root for Radio goal in March. Michigan State, Kansas, Elite Eight. That's our Root for Radio content goldmine.
That would be awesome. That would be awesome. Michigan State needs to get there.
Would you guys watch together?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't think so.
Not.
I don't think you could.
Kansas is different with me. Like, I can't.
No, I'm same. I've said
that's
the title.
The one.
I told you, like, big games like that, I'm alone. I'm, like, locked in a room. I'm, like, the lights off, maybe. I got to be focused.
A couple years ago, when we were in the national championship, we were down, like, 15 at half. We had a whole party at our house. Me and, like, three other kids just went in my room to watch the rest of the game. Like, I couldn't deal with everyone being there. Kansas is different.
We watched a couple of the tournament games last year. We watched the Michigan State Marquette game last year. That was fun.
Yep.
And then we watched Michigan State Kansas State Sweet 16, which was an awesome game. We watched that at a Michigan State bar. That was a lot of fun.
That was fun, but by the end of it, when it was like nail biting,
yeah,
I didn't want
to. You were in a torture chamber.
I didn't
want to
be surrounded by that many people anymore. I was like, I just want to be. I want to get out of here alive.
The lizard stench was starting to come out too, or the turtle stench was starting to come out a little bit too.
This is not the environment for this moment at all.
Yeah.
Then once you get to the Elite Eight, the Final Four, national title, God willing, that I'm not going to a bar to watch. I got to be at home. I got to be locked in.
Oh, yeah, I'm with you. First couple rounds, you can do the bar, because then you got to battle with the TV czars and stuff like that. Last night, helmet sticker for the TV czar.
That
was an instant flip to get us New Mexico and San Diego State. I mean,
did you guys request it? You requested.
They
it?
Had the boxing on ESPN.
Yeah,
and we go, dude, can we get some New Mexico up here? We want to watch the Lobos, bro. And bang! Like, dude, that guy hit the button so fast.
You always got to find the guy with the headpiece. He always got the remote in his back pocket. You always got to find the headpiece guy.
More bars need that. Like, I'm up for hire. I'll be a bar TV czar. I don't even need that. I'll print up. I could make this every single week. I could make a like TV czar like guide where it's like, all right, this is where you need TV one's got to be on this game at this time. TV two here. TV three. Like, I could make the guide for the TV czar at every bar in America.
Dudes rock stoner moment. Let's just open a bar, bro.
Let's just open a bar.
We'd be awesome at it.
What's the name of our bar?
I can't think of it right now.
Potsies.
Potsies?
I think Potsies would be a great bar name.
Potsies Pub.
Yes.
Potsies Pub and Grill.
It.
Yes.
No grill. We don't have food.
No food?
No food.
Why no food?
TVs and booze. It's expensive to have food. You've got to pay cooks? Are you kidding me?
Well, everyone's coming. It doesn't matter.
Excuse me?
This is Tyler and Shay on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN Chicago.
Our buddy Chris Black has chimed in on the TV czar. He says, TV czar should be a ranking that whomever is the highest ranked sportsman in the bar has the responsibility to make sure the correct games are on, make sure nothing is missed, and everyone is happy. It's like a badge or a card you hold. I like that. You need a card for this. Like, you can find like the highest ranked person.
We're all going to be walking around like North Korean generals. We'll have badges on our shirts, and like, you walk in, and if someone outranks you, immediately they become the TV czar.
It's like the modern version of Boy Scouts. Like, whoever has the most badges on their vest.
We're all wearing sashes.
Gets
and
the
we
remote.
Got patches sewed onto them.
Honey, I got a couple new badges. Can you iron them on for me today? I need the remote.
Got a big game.
Big college football Saturday coming up this weekend.
Honey, you don't understand. New Mexico's playing Hawaii.
Six top 25 matches. They're not going to get it
TV.
Right. They don't know what channel SEC Network is. It would be the greatest.
It only works if the bar gets Pac-12. Well, wait, it doesn't exist anymore. We're good.
That is one of the best parts. Like, college sport realignment has been largely messy. Best thing to come out of it is the absolute launching into the sun of the Pac-12 network.
Yeah, but I mean, Washington State and Oregon State are holding on for dear life.
They'll be on CBS Sportsnet.
I hope. So, no more Pac-12.
Yeah. 312-332-3776. I have a story from my Valentine's Day dinner that I want to share with you. I need to figure out. I need a read on this guy, all right, who was sitting two tables over from us. Okay? So we're going about our business. Me and my girlfriend, we're just talking. And then all of a sudden we hear a loud voice from two tables over. So there's a table between us with another couple and then this guy. And all of a sudden I hear him go, "Sorry, don't mean to eavesdrop." And he's talking to the other table in between the two of us. "Don't mean to eavesdrop, but I heard you say that your bones are aching."
What?
You need to stop, or you need to try eating more flourless things. I have the same problem. And I was just like, and me and my girlfriend are just sitting there, and like, we're kind of talking, but we both know we're both listening to this conversation. We're just kind of saying words. I don't even know if we're saying like proper sentences at this point, but we were more just trying to get a load of what this guy was saying here a couple tables over. And the woman who he said it to was so dumbfounded. It was just like, "Oh, well, thank you." And this guy's probably about my age, probably sitting anywhere between like 24 to 28. And his girlfriend is, or fiance, I don't know. Whatever.
Your bones are aching.
Eat less flour.
That is unbelievable.
But wait, there's more. So now, this is probably another half hour has passed. That couple has been scared off and they've left the restaurant. Yeah. They shot out of there like a cannon. All right. Then, about 30 minutes pass, and the table on the other side of this guy. So there's a couple there, like college age-ish, or maybe just out of college age-ish. The girl gets up to leave from that couple, okay? So the boy's just sitting there kind of by himself. This guy, let's call him Chad for exercise sake.
I feel like that's appropriate.
Leans back in his chair, pulls out his tin of Zins.
Let's go.
Pops one in, doesn't say a word, and unsolicited, offers the tin to the guy sitting at the table next to him. And it, like, doesn't say a word and gets into, like, a butler's pose of, like for those watching on YouTube and Twitch.
Oh, my God. He's got one arm extended for you, sir.
And, like, one arm is, like, back. Like, it was, I have never seen it, and I'm trying
to
think
of a movie.
Was this guy drunk?
I'm trying to get a gauge on this guy. Is he annoying or not?
Yes! He should be in jail.
I could not believe it. How did he not get kicked
out of the restaurant?
That's incredible.
I could not believe it.
And, excuse me, did you say your bones are aching?
He was one of those guys, he wants to talk to everybody. Wants to talk to everybody. And was just putting, and you could tell, like, his girlfriend there was just used to his BS at that point. Like,
was she fed up with him, you think?
No, not fed up, but like just knew what she signed up for.
She's numb to it.
Did she find him funny at all?
No, I don't think she found him. She was just like used to, like, she just understands this is his way of life. And
the unsolicited Zin offer to a stranger is one of the most insane things I've ever heard.
Unbelievably unhinged. But now, okay, we're going to play a little guessing game with the two of you. I need you guys to guess what his job is.
Deloitte, salesman.
And what, where he went to college.
Do you know the answer?
I know the answer to both because he offered it to the Zin recipient. Or, well, the guy didn't accept the Zin. But
I'm going to Iowa. I don't know the profession. I'm going to Iowa, Hawkeye.
I don't think Iowa's it. I think he went to Indiana.
It's Big Ten for sure. I can feel Big Ten.
It's not Big Ten.
Oh!
Not Big Ten.
Kansas.
SEC school, Alabama.
You're
warm.
You're getting warmer, but also you're...
It's South,
can I tell
right?
you that it's not,
South?
It's not a power conference.
I'm just trying to think of, like, where would the douchiest guy in the world go to school, and what would he do for work? Not a major conference.
When you hear it, you'll get it.
All right, tell me.
Miami, Ohio.
Oh, my God.
Could have guessed that.
And he works in finance.
Yeah, of course. I knew the finance.
You knew the finance on that.
Immediately. I'm like, he's a finance
guy. Miami, Ohio. This guy wanted so badly to let the guy that he offered the Zen know that he went to Miami, Ohio.
Hey, go Redhawks. Here's your Zen, pal.
He just starts engaging in a conversation with the guy. He's like, oh, so, like, what do you do? And the guy's like, oh, I'm in college still. I'm at UChicago. He's like, oh, nice. Like, I've done a little bit of work in that area. Like, UChicago, fantastic. I went to Miami, Ohio. I mean, he went full Notre Dame grad on this guy.
I went to Miami of Ohio. Here's your Zen, bitch. What is wrong with
one
this
of the,
guy?
It was one of the most unhinged things I've seen in the wild. It was, and
he should get a documentary on Animal Planet.
He was wearing this was his fit too, all right? He was wearing like
vest.
No, not vest.
That's a shocking upset.
No, this will make sense. Blazer sweater.
Yep.
Blazer sweater, nice pair of pants.
That adds up. Was it like the Lululemon pants?
I'm not sure. I didn't get a close enough look to it, but
well, if you did, you would have gotten a freeze in.
I would have. So maybe I should have. Maybe I missed out on this. So, 312-332-3776. If you want to join us here, Tyler Aki, Shay Norling. We'll get to some picks when we come back here on ESPN 1000.
This is Tyler and Shay on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago.
Some picks for the day. Justin Pottinger, what do you have for us?
All right, guys, let's talk some college basketball, huh?
The hard fade there.
Hard fade, yeah, sorry. I was trying to pull up
the scores.
Got in
there a little quick. I apologize, Potsy.
No, you're good, you're good. All right, guys, let's start early. Let's bring this down a little bit. We'll start early. Iowa State, they're -6.5 versus Texas Tech. We got a lot. Dude, this 11 a.m. slate till 1 is jam-packed. A lot of good games.
Hope you have ESPN Plus.
What are we doing here? Iowa State, 6.5 versus Texas Tech.
That game in Hilton?
Yes.
Cyclones.
Yep.
When they play in Hilton, you just bet Iowa State. You do okay for yourself. I'll go Cyclones.
At one point this season, they were winning games at Hilton by an average margin of over 30 points per game. Now, granted, they were beating up on some bad teams early in non-conference, but still, that was still a stat by the time we were in, like, late January, early February. So they were beating some conference teams pretty good at home. So, yeah, I'm with you. I'm going to take Iowa State.
Matter of fact, oh, my goodness, Potsy, how about you update these lines, pal? They're laying 8.
Is that what I see? On ESPN, they're 6.5.
Boy, I tell you what, if you're betting at ESPN Bet, you get some good discounts. I got to tell you, might be my favorite book to use.
Yeah, I love ESPN Bet. I got Iowa State in this one, guys. They're so good at home, guys. They're so good.
They're undefeated at home in conference. They've got wins over Houston and Kansas.
Mm-hmm. Them and KU, I believe, are the only, maybe Houston too, only undefeated teams in the Big 12 at home. But they're really good, guys. I got them double digits in this one. All right, how about Virginia? They're -2.5 now at home versus Wake Forest.
Oh, I hate this.
Yeah, I really... I don't want to go...
I love Wake, man. Love Wake. But Virginia's 10-4 in the conference.
They've been playing so well.
Wake Forest has the talent advantage, no doubt.
For sure, but Virginia coaching, the style of play, like if it goes the way they want, they'll just choke you out. I hate it, but I'm going to take the Cavaliers.
Yeah, I'll join you.
I got Wake Forest in this one, guys. Their offense is so good. I know Virginia can ball out on defense. They're so good on that end of the ball, but Wake Forest, their offense, it's going to be too much.
Potsy, doesn't this kind of feel like that Virginia-Miami game from a little bit ago?
Hopefully not.
Like,
hopefully
Virginia
not.
Clearly outmatched on paper.
Yeah.
But at home, the scheme.
Right. I'm a little nervous.
The pack line, and they just choked out Miami. Mm-hmm. They won that game by like 25.
I'm taking the points here. Dude,
Miami
I like
had
it.
Like 38 points with 6 minutes to go.
I think they finished with 38, didn't they?
That was bad. Mm-hmm.
Might have been that low. I might have been thinking about 28.
60 to 38.
They were just terrible. I mean, Virginia, I heard somebody on the broadcast call them a boa constrictor. It really is. They are like that. They just choke you out.
It's what they do.
All right. How about Creighton today? They're on the road. Oh, they're minus 2.5 at Butler.
You know, I'm pissed. We're going to the Combine, thanks to our great friends over at Toyota. And I'm missing out by a couple hours of getting St. John's Butler at Hinkle.
Oh,
I wanted to go so bad. I've never been to Hinkle before. It's a bucket list place for me. And I'm missing out. And it's St. John's of all teams, too. Get to see a little Rick Pitino.
That place gets loud.
Yeah.
I like Creighton a lot this year. And I've been on the wrong side of this a lot this year because they've been one of those road warrior teams where they go, like, I hate playing road teams in conference games in college basketball. I just hate it. Creighton has won so many, but I'm willing to get beat by them again. I will take the Bulldogs.
I'm on Creighton here. It's such a trap line, but I'll fall for the trap, I guess. I like Creighton minus 2.5 in this one.
I'll join you on that.
On the Creighton side?
I'll join you on Creighton.
Let's do it.
I like Creighton a lot.
Dude, they're good, man. They're good. All right, we got Duke. They're minus 5.5 at Florida State. Duke minus 5.5 at Florida State.
I'm going to go with Duke.
I'm taking the other side on this one. I like Florida State in this game.
They've been sneaky in conference play.
I know. I like what Shire's done this year.
Don't get me wrong. Like, he's been great, but
Duke's a better team. No doubt.
And Duke could still win this game, and it just finishes inside the 5.5 there. But I like Florida State. Their depth. I mean, Florida State's got to be the only team in America playing 11 guys, and I think that they could give Duke some mismatches that aren't going to be very favorable. Jameer Watkins has also been real. What does he have? He's had a couple 20-point games lately, too.
I just really, the ACC, am I crazy? I feel like the ACC is trash this year.
North Carolina, Duke, and Clemson, and everybody else stinks. It's the opposite. I think this ACC is actually pretty solid. I'm not saying it's the best conference.
Yeah.
But it's like North Carolina loses on the road, and it's like, oh, wow, the ACC sucks. But then Kansas will go and lose on the road, and it's like, oh, just another tough day in the Big 12.
Yeah, it's a bunch. It's a bunch of six seeds in the ACC. It's a group of solid teams. No one's really top dog except for UNC. And then I don't know. They're deep. They're not too good, but they're not bad. I like Duke minus 5.5. I'm going to take them in this one. We're moving on. This is a weird line. Wisconsin minus 1.5 at Iowa.
Yep.
This is a line.
Iowa. Yeah. Keep the points. Money line. Iowa beats
1.5.
Iowa wins
this
game.
Your plus 100?
Yeah, man. What was 2.5?
Your even money?
It was 2.5 like an hour ago when
keep
I bet
your
it.
Points.
I'm going Iowa here. Hawkeyes win this game.
This is one of those games where Carver just gets rocking.
Yep.
And then Iowa just rides the lightning.
And these Big Ten teams that are supposedly good, like Wisconsin, that might not actually be good, go on the road in conference, they're going to get killed.
Happened last weekend. They got rocked by Rutgers.
Mm-hmm. I'm on Iowa as well, guys. It's a clean sweep there. Go Hawkeyes.
Badgers have lost 4 of their last 5.
Yeah, it's really been rough.
They really need this win.
Their last win got Holtman fired from Ohio State, which, by the way, we should throw this out there. Chris Holtman, DePaul.
Yep, I'm in.
Wow.
Sign me up.
Like, if I'm DePaul, that's the guy I'm going after. And now, Chris Holtman may not take the job because it may just be that toxic. But if I'm DePaul, I'm pushing my marbles in for Chris Holtman.
All right.
All right, we got two teams in the top 4. UConn, they're minus 6.5 at home versus Marquette. Marquette is red hot going into this one.
Hashtag fade Shaka.
But it's the regular season.
Shaka, I don't care. It's a big game. Shaka in a big game, fade. Auto fade. There is not a faker coach in the country in Shaka Smart. I'll take UConn.
I agree. Like, Shaka is a fraud. But what he does is he wins regular season games that ultimately mean nothing. And yeah, that's what this is. I don't know if they're going to win.
Not this one.
I think they hang inside the number here. I'll take Marquette.
I got UConn. UConn's going to blow them out. Double digits.
You hate Marquette.
I'm not a fan of Marquette.
You're very anti-Marquette.
I really do not like them. I think they're overrated. They got a couple good guys, but for the most part, I think most of these teams that are top 10 are just more talented than Marquette. But we'll see. We'll see today.
You were furious when they were ranked fourth in the AP poll.
I was furious. I was furious.
You were like rage texting us.
Yeah, dude. It's I don't know, but we'll see. I think UConn, it's 6.5. The line kind of tells a story here. I mean, I saw them this weekend. I know they played DePaul, but this team is so good.
And you also said about Marquette, they're going to get Wisco'd, which I thought was really poignant. Getting that top 10.
Yes.
They're in the same state.
Yes.
They're also fake. And then you just get clapped on out.
Don't be surprised if you see it.
You know what this is for UConn? They know they're getting laid. They see Marquette on the screen on their schedule.
Dude, they're ready. There was like 10 minutes left in the second half of the DePaul game. UConn fans are chanting, yeah, we want Marquette.
UConn knows they're clapping tonight.
They were ready. All right, how about this game? Kansas, Aki, the line has moved. It is 3.5. Kansas favorites at Oklahoma. KU, I believe they're 1-6 on the road this season. Bill Self coming off his first ejection as a Jayhawk.
Boys are going to be firing today.
Boys are buzzing.
Road kill. Give me the Jayhawks.
Oh, I really don't know what to do with this, man.
Come on, Shay, just say it. You don't have to mean it. You do not have to mean it. Just say it.
Oklahoma's the definition of, like, why...
Yeah, but it's
the
not
Big
about
12 gets propped up.
It's not this, about this what I is, think of Oklahoma. It's about what I think of Kansas going on the road in conference, and I got to lay
that's
points
fair.
With them.
That's fair. That is fair. We should be dogs. I think the way that it has gone these last couple weeks, I was expecting to be a dog today. And the fact that we're not, hammer.
You're right. It might be the wrong way of the this might be the road version of, whoa, that team's favored by too much. Just lean into it.
Yeah.
All right, Rock Chalk.
Let's go. Here we go. All right. Illinois minus 2.5 at Maryland.
Maryland. Go Terps. This is another one.
Terps need this as well.
This is the same deal as Wisconsin at Iowa. You got ranked Illinois, reeling a little bit, going on the road in conference. Go Terps.
Maryland's a disaster.
I know, but tell you that line.
They have lost a few.
That line's a little too short.
I'm on Illinois.
Oh, Illinois against Maryland? Maryland's terrible. And I only got to lay a couple points?
I'm a sucker.
I'm taking Maryland.
Yeah. Maryland did beat Illinois on the road earlier this year.
I think this is a rat trap of the day. I'm taking Maryland.
By the way, rest in peace. Lefty Driesell died today. 92 years old. I'll go with Maryland. Yeah, you've swung me. I'm not playing the game, but I also can't play the game because it's an Illinois team, but it's Maryland for the sake of the pick.
All right, let's do Indiana State. They're minus 4.5 at Southern Illinois. Indiana State was just ranked to start this week, but they lost, I believe, on Monday or Tuesday. So this definitely could be a must-win for them as well. It's only 4.5 at Southern Illinois. What are we doing?
I don't know, man. I'll take Indiana State because I don't think they're going to lose again. I think they'll come out with a little fire tonight.
Yeah, I'm with you.
They lost as an 18.5-point favorite the other day at home to Illinois State. You think those practices were fun?
No.
No. Yeah, give me the 6.
Yeah, I'm on Indiana State.
Also, shout out to Potsy's brother. Got a hit yesterday.
Oh, yeah. They play in about 15 minutes. Adam Pottinger. Hey, know the name.
Indiana State.
There we go.
He was on top 10 like 1,000 times last year.
Get the name out there.
I love it.
All right. Last game on the slate. Auburn is minus 8.5 versus Kentucky. Auburn, I believe, has college game day.
It is game day.
It opened at 10 as well. Opened at 10. It is 8.5 now versus Kentucky.
I don't like that it's steaming towards Kentucky, but I think I'm going to fade it. I think I'm going to take Auburn.
Taking Auburn with the 8.5?
Yeah, I think I'm going to lay the points here and just hope. It feels, again, like one of those games, whoa, you're favored by too much, and you just bomb somebody.
I got burned by that last time.
Auburn just did it to, who had last week? They were favored by 11.
South Carolina.
Yeah. Yes, thank you. Just blasted South Carolina.
Yep.
Going back to the well with the same team feels bad, but I'm going to go with the Tigers.
Do you have the total on this game, Potsy? Because this game's going way over.
Let me see.
Because Kentucky's a team, I think they average like 80, almost 90 points a game.
164.
Yeah. And they play no defense on the other end of it, too. So I like the over in this game. I'll go Kentucky. I think we could get overtime for this game, too.
Overtime?
I think a better line can be found here. Eight and a half's a lot. I think Auburn will cover that line, but I feel pretty confident. If you're a live better out there, you can get -5, -6 at some point in this game.
Yeah, you thought you were going to get that with Detroit Mercy.
Nope, did not get that at all.
Hand up, we were cowards.
Yeah, we were cowards.
And I, we were called out accordingly this week. We were cowards.
As we should.
Yeah.
We knew better.
Scared money don't make money.
All right, that's all we got on the board today, boys.
All right, when we come back, we'll whip up a parlay, and Shay's got a beef with a major company. That's coming up next.
This is Tyler and Shay.
Tyler and Shay.
I know you're going to dig this.
On Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago.
Do, da, dippity. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. I think you can get with this, because this is kind of fat.
All right, let's whip up a parlay here. We lost our Super Bowl parlay.
Yeah, well, we went a little crazy.
We did go crazy. Yeah, that's right. We did go crazy. We went wild.
Defensive touchdown.
Specifically
the Chiefs' defense touchdown.
We did get the good number on the total, too, the one that went under.
Yeah.
We got the 47.5, which did, by the skin of its teeth, go under, just by the chair. All right, I think we're are we doing a Ride with the Boys parlay today? We're just taking all of our schools?
I think so.
Whipping them up?
Unless somebody's
getting a little shaky in the bones.
You're a little shaky in the
bones? You got weak bones over there, Norling?
You need a little less flour
in your diet.
Listen, we're also getting a good number. This was 6 when I woke up.
Uh-huh.
Michigan State now a 5.5-point favorite at Michigan. I don't know why this team is coming in on Michigan. I don't know if anybody's watched Michigan play basketball.
Doug McDaniel doesn't have to do his homework today.
Rhodes scholar Doug McDaniel.
The dumbest suspension in all of sports.
This guy, the point guard at Michigan, is suspended for academic reasons. Hold, please. Only when they play road games. When they play home games, study hall's canceled. Come to the game. This genius.
Can't do your homework on the plane, huh?
Michigan is ass. I don't know how Juwan Howard has a job. They are terrible.
Yeah.
I'm going to lay the 5.5 with my squad.
All right.
Go green.
Potsy?
I'm taking the Jayhawks here, obviously, but what line are we going to use? 3.5, 2.5?
Whatever's available on your site.
What line are we going to use?
I don't know. What are we looking at?
I'm playing 2.5.
Okay, then let's go 2.5.
What time are these games? I'm scrolling my apps.
KU's at 3.
Michigan, yeah. Michigan State's at
Actually,
night.
You guys play
7.
In the top 25, or one of you plays in the top 25. That's an easy way to find one of the games. I'm getting 2.5 on Kansas. I'll play my team coming off a big win. I don't feel great about it, but for the sake of the parlay, we will take the Syracuse Orange -1.5 on the road.
Let's do it.
Against Georgia Tech.
I don't like that one at all.
I'm calling my shot.
That's a sweaty one.
Listen, you can fade it if you want.
I kind of want to audible and say Georgia Tech.
You can fade it if you want, but just know you're a douche if it wins.
I don't like that at all.
Hey, remember, Aki, he lived the 49ers, so feel free to.
What do you mean I lived the 49ers?
First
against
Detroit.
The Lions.
Oh, I did, yeah.
I might call an audible and go against you on this. I don't like that at all.
Are they 11 a.m.? They're early, right? 12, maybe?
Q's?
Yeah.
No. They are...
We're always at 11.
They're like 5 o'clock, I think.
They're on the road.
4:30.
I'm doing it. It's the Dudes Rock Parlay of the day. Michigan State, Kansas, and Syracuse.
All right.
Let's go, boys.
I'm going to get a little side action on Georgia Tech just to cover myself.
Jeez.
By the way, you can get a little 30% boost on FanDuel as well. Gets you odds of +727. So, all right, you weren't too happy last night.
No, you were at the bar, and I got...
By the way, congrats to your wife.
Thank you. Very happy she gets to
Mackenzie,
stay in
well
Chicago
deserved.
For final season.
Yeah.
Final season. Final year.
Season. What, yeah. Was she going on a retirement tour?
Justin Fields?
Coach K?
Season
Coach
finale
Kenzie?
Next year.
Huh?
No, we're really happy. So we were out celebrating at the bar, and at the end of the night, we went home. We needed food, and I didn't
want to know how happy Shay was last night. I saw him dancing.
Yeah, It was a little vibes were high.
Vibes
were very high.
Dancing last night.
I was enjoying myself. We got home late. We wanted some food, so we decided to use a delivery service and get McDonald's to the house. Mm-hmm. And I go out to get it, and the driver's standing there waiting to hand it to me. And I grab the food, and he goes, okay, cool. And then he shows his phone, puts his phone right in my face.
Mm-hmm. You have to punch in a
four-digit PIN.
I think it's just the last four digits of the phone number that ordered it.
I don't know what it is. I had no idea what it was. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm wasted. I'm like, did I make a PIN at some point in my life?
Did I make a PIN?
Like, is this something I created? So I tried like three times the four number PINs that I would typically use, and none of them went through.
Okay.
And his phone is all in Spanish. He doesn't speak a lick of English, and he's going, enter the pin. I go, I don't know what the pin is. I don't know what it is. I just tried three times. I don't know it. And then I realize, now this is, maybe I'm a bad guy. I'm holding the food in my hand. What's he going to do, take it back? So I just let the door shut, turned, and walked into my house. I don't know the pin, man. I don't know the he's blowing up my phone. Through the app, new message from your driver. Please enter the code. I can't continue working. Please enter the code.
You are a bad guy
he's
now.
He's calling me. He's now calling me, guy. calling me. And I go, dude, I don't know the PIN. I tried three times. I don't know what it is.
Disaster.
I don't know the PIN.
Probably his first delivery, too. Just opens the night, can't even continue. Jeez.
What am I supposed to do? I didn't know the pin.
It's in the app.
I didn't know that. I was wasted.
So? That's not an excuse.
You're horrible.
You have to overcome. I just walked away.
I was a bad guy.
You were a bad guy.
Dude, I'm like, well, this is ridiculous. I showed him my ID. I didn't know what the pin was.
You showed him your ID.
Do you think I'm getting someone else's food? Here's the pin. Here's my ID. Well, why can't he tell me the pin's right there in the app? Then I could have texted to him and said... I go, I don't know what it is.
So you slam the door in this guy's face.
I didn't slam it. I just let it close.
Well, you're drunk. You probably went, boom.
Get out of here.
Slam.
No, man, I didn't know what it was. So I just went to, food's in my hand. I'm going inside.
I can't believe you did that. So
why?
What happened?
What's the problem?
Did you just ruin this guy's entire night's worth of
delivery? I'm sure he got it figured out.
What do you mean he got it figured out? How do you know?
Let's see if I can even use the app.
Did you tip well?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. All right. Good.
I felt bad. I tipped a little better than well because I felt bad. I'm like, if I'm really screwing this guy, I'm going to give him some money.
Okay. Good.
Yeah, good. But I didn't know what the pin was. And
Now it's in the app.
Where?
It shows up in the app. It says your driver will ask for a pin and you have to give that pin to the driver when they arrive. They'll ask you for the pin.
I didn't never see a pin.
It's new. Like, I haven't seen this, and I don't order a lot of food. I usually will pick up stuff. But I think I started noticing this pop up in, like, the last 2-3 months.
It's stupid. Why do we need it?
So they know the food's in the right hands?
But that's why I gave him my ID. I said, I'm not trying to steal somebody McDonald's.
Oh, my God.
Give me my food. Plus, he already gave it to me. See, it's a flawed system. Because if you do want to steal the food, you just grab it and walk away. Then this guy can't continue working and the food's stolen.
I think another thing, too, that may be going into this as well is I think a lot of times they would just drop it at someone's door. And then, like, especially late at night, they just get drunk, pass out, and then... they don't remember that they ordered food and it's like there the next day. And like these restaurants, I think, had to start giving out refunds or something like that.
Oh, yeah. That guy could see that.
So
that's obnoxious.
Well, people are obnoxious. Welcome to the world. So, all right. Peggy and Dion are coming up next. It's been fun. We'll talk to you next week.
This is Tyler and Shay.
Tyler and Shay.
I know you're going to dig this.
On Chicago's Home for Sports. ESPN Chicago.